It's estimated that 20% of America's cattle herds have Yoni's disease, a degenerative condition that causes weight loss, diarrhea, and other ailments. Eventually, infected animals have to be killed. The bacteria that cause the disease are related to the ones that cause tuberculosis. Darlene Conkle, the designated Yoni's veterinarian for the State Division of Animal Health, adds they're also resilient.
Laboratories that work with the bacteria, they have a hard time killing it. The organism survives for a long time in the soil and in surface water. They can survive through heat and cold and dryness for up to a year. It can't reproduce in that environment. It only can reproduce when it's inside an animal, but it can remain dormant in the environment for a long time.
Yoni's disease is spread when younger animals come into contact with an older animal's manure. An infected animal won't show any signs until several years later. Conkle says a series of statewide meetings beginning next week and running into February will educate producers about the disease and the state's reimbursement program that will help many cover some costs associated with vaccinations and inspections. She adds surveying will be done to learn just how prevalent Yoni's disease is within Wisconsin. Affected animals include cows, sheep, goats, buffalo, and deer. To date, Yoni's disease appears to pose no threat to people. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.